Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're going to talk with Ricky Ricardo, who is the Spanish language voice of Yankees radio and also Philadelphia Eagles football. So kind of cool. We're excited to welcome him to the show for the first time. He recently had another opportunity to fill in for John. He brings such a flair. I love listening to Ricky, and he joins us now here on After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Ricky, I know you've done games for John Sterling before. You're right there in the mix on the Spanish language broadcast, but what's it like for you with the Yankees now 35 games above 500, having this incredible first half of the season, to be right there in the middle of it all, calling the action?
Well, it's obviously a roller coaster ride, but it's been a fun one this year instead of, you know, a scary one. Tonight was rather mundane, if I dare use that term. A 2-1 win where we thought it was a 2-0 win. Even Sinatra started singing at the stadium before the base runner got first base on that catcher's interference with two outs in the ninth inning. And the Oakland A's, all the credit in the world to the A's, they scratched and clawed and got a run out of it. And had the tying run at third base with two outs, but Clay Holmes is able to, you know, put a seal on that and get another win. But it's been magical. And the fun part about this, Amy, is that this is the one season that I can remember in the immediate, I'd say, what, past four or five, maybe back to 2017 and the whole baby bombers era. This is the one year where the expectations weren't as high as before. People were, you know, kind of taken aback by the trade that brought Donaldson and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. You know, the Yankees did not make that big splash with the big names at shortstop, the free agents in the offseason. You know, everybody was waiting for a Correa to sign or, you know, one of the big name shortstops to get a big $30 million a year deal. It didn't happen. So it looked like Brian Cashman had gone shopping at a dollar store. And everyone told me, you know, I live in Florida, so, you know, I was back and forth each and every day in spring training. Once the lockout, you know, was settled, everything got going finally. And everyone said, well, this is a third place team. You know, Toronto was the morning line favorite to win the American League East. You know, Tampa Bay is always in the mix. And since they were the defending champions, a lot of people had Toronto and Tampa Bay battling out for the top of the division and the Yankees and Red Sox maybe for third and fourth in the American League East. So it's been a pleasant surprise in a season where, you know, the expectations have not been or weren't put on a level that it was either, you know, the American League East to start with and World Series or bust, when everybody, you know, didn't really expect much was going to happen. Here comes this locomotive of a team that's now 35 games over 500.
Earning win number 55 on Tuesday night, and we'll talk about their flair for the dramatic, but I love the story of J.P. Sears on Tuesday. It was just a week ago that he didn't even have 5,000 fans watching him in Toledo, and then he steps on the mound at Yankee Stadium, all eyes on him and the pressure cooker. What a performance by him.
He's been fantastic. Remember that J.P. Sears made the opening day roster. He came north with the ball club when there was 28 men on the roster and you didn't have any limit on how many pitchers you could have. So Sears and Ron Marinaccio, you know, coincidentally relieved him tonight. You know, they both made the opening day roster. Now we're down to, having 13 pitchers, and he got the start. Funny thing is, he was sent right back to the minor leagues after the game tonight.
Oh.
But he's, you know, he's 3-0. His ERA is a wonderful 0.00. And look, the Yankee starting rotation has been wonderful. And I keep saying this when people ask me, how far do I think this team can go? There are three guys in that starting five, Jameson Taillon, Luis Severino, and Nestor Cortes, who've been fantastic. But remember, due to injury like Severino or Cortes, who's never really been through a full season as a starter, or Jameson Taillon, who's also had his injury issues, these guys aren't, you know, 170, 200 inning pitchers. They don't have that kind of track record. So it's kind of an unknown how far these guys are going to go as far as, you know, the wear and tear on that arm deep into the season. So you're going to need people like J.P. Sears. You're going to need a Domingo Herman, who's, you know, doing some rehab starting now on his way back. You're going to have to go 7, 8, 9 deep, as every team does, as far as their starting staff is concerned, to get through 6 months in 162 games. So I'm sure we'll see more of J.P. Sears, who is just a wonderful story, as you mentioned, a wonderful guy. I got to meet him in Tampa during spring training. But the shame of it all is he comes up, makes a tremendous start, gets another win, and he's sent right back down after the game.
Frequent flyer miles for J.P. Sears. We're spending a few minutes with Ricky Ricardo, who is the Spanish radio play-by-play voice of the Yankees, as well as the Eagles, actually. So Philadelphia fans familiar with him. Recently filled in for John Sterling on the English language broadcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Before we talk more about the Yankees, Ricky, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed hearing you fill in for John. And I'm already on your bandwagon. It's so entertaining, and I find that I really not only enjoy the baseball, but I enjoy the commentary when I'm listening to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, for years, I tend to style myself to guys like John Miller and people like that who have always been great play-by-play men, but at the same time, you know, we'll crack a joke or two and make it fun to listen to a ball game. And, you know, we live in a serious enough world as it is, so when you're going to enjoy a baseball game, have a laugh or two with a friend, if you're riding in a car, but yeah, I mean, if you're listening to baseball on the radio, you're probably doing something else and it's a secondary medium. So I'm there to just lighten things up a little bit, actually put you there and paint the picture of what's going on, but at the same time, make it fun.
Well, I call it my soundtrack of summer, and it kind of goes hand in hand with our summer activities. What does it mean to you to have the opportunity to fill in for John when those chances come up?
Well, it's obviously an honor for me to sit in that chair. To wear, those are big shoes to fill. John and I have become very, very close friends. I mean, we've been working together. This is my 9th year with the Yankees. Prior to this, I was also doing Philadelphia Phillies baseball. That's where the whole Eagles thing also came from. I do talk shows on our sister station in Philly, WIP, at WFA. I even hosted a couple of shows on CBS Sports Radio.
Nice!
Over the winter. But John and I have gotten very close. As you know, we had a little incident with the night of the flood where John needed a little help rescued out of a car that he was in that was about to go afloat. And so I was able to help him out that night, which was just, you know, it was something that had to be done. And we stepped up and got it done and made sure John got home safe and in one piece that night. So we've become very close friends. When he chose to step back a little bit from some of the travel and working on the road, he made it clear to me and asked me if I was interested in filling in for him, and that he would tell the powers that be that he thought that I should be the guy to do it. So at the same time, you know, a lot of our Spanish language broadcast sponsors and people that are loyal to that broadcast at the same time were like, oh, wait a minute, hold on a second, you know, that's our guy. So I've had to kind of walk a tightrope between maybe disappointing some of that sector, but at the same time filling in for the legendary John Sterling. Not only just a great broadcaster, but a great guy.
I don't know why it is that it sounds so much more dramatic in Espanol than it does in English, but it's so much fun to listen, even for people who don't speak the language. The way that you call it and the use of the words and just the drama of the language anyway, it's a lot of fun to listen in Spanish.
All sports tend to be, remember, the Caribbean Hispanic, which is baseball crazy,
okay,
the Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, now it's really spreading into, you're seeing players come from Honduras. There's a Houston Astro, Dubon is from Honduras. You've got guys now from Colombia. So it's starting to spread around Central and South America. Mexico, obviously, has been a huge baseball country for years. But the major sports in these countries, Amy, are baseball, soccer, obviously, and boxing. And those three sports tend to be very, very dramatic. They're taken very, very seriously. I mean, the fan bases are just mad about their sports and their teams. You know, it's very, very passionate to an extreme sometimes. So it's part of our culture. You know, I am of Cuban descent, although I was born in New Jersey. But my mom and dad, you know, both were big baseball fans. My dad took me to Yankee Stadium, and he's screaming his lungs out, and he was the calmest, gentlest guy during the week you'd ever want to meet. But, you know, when either a Met or a Yankees, he cheered for both, you know, committed an error, he'd go out and take a walk just to calm down. So we're very passionate when it comes to our sports, and I reflect that in the way I broadcast in Spanish. I do it a little differently when I'm doing it in English, you know. I don't bring that same – not that I don't bring the energy, but it's a different approach to the game in English. I understand the difference.
Yes.
And I try my best to, you know, to bring a little bit of that flavor from the Spanish side, but at the same time, a little bit, someone used the term the last week when I was doing the games for John, the little panache that I bring to the English broadcast. So, you know, it's a tightrope that I walk from a little bit of both sides, both cultures when I'm doing a ball game.
I'm so glad to hear about your Cuban heritage. I haven't been back since 2019, but I've done 5 humanitarian trips there to work with youth in Cuba. And what I found is that the majority of them are either Red Sox or Yankees fans. Now, there's a bunch of Dodgers fans, too, but there's a lot of Yankees fans, a lot of Red Sox fans. And as you say, of course, football, soccer is their number one sport. But, man, baseball is not only their love, their passion, but it's also a ticket out in some cases.
It is. That's the way out. You know, right now there's a tide of political movement in some of these countries, and it's a time where if you can really, really get exposed to major league scouts or even Mexican league scouts,
right?
You look at a guy like Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, he got out and didn't go to the U.S. directly, went to Mexico, played in the Mexican league. So baseball right now is spreading so much around all of Latin and Central America that it's probably the easiest time in recent history to be able to defect from a place where you're oppressed and use your talent, get to another country, get to the Dominican Republic, play there. Maybe in the Lidom, Dominican winter baseball is just a notch below the major leagues. It's very, very good, high-quality baseball, as is both the Mexican summer and winter leagues. So if you're able to get out and don't leave a big problem with your family behind on the island, that's your ticket out, and hopefully you get to eventually get to show your wares on the major league level.
Ricky Ricardo is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I could talk about Cuba and talk about baseball in some of these countries forever, but let's get back to the Yankees a little bit. Of their 55 wins, 23 of them have been in come-from-behind fashion. What is it about this team that makes them so good and such a tough out, Ricky?
There's a belief amongst this group. First of all, there's a chip on their shoulder because of what I mentioned earlier, that nobody really expected much of them. They came out of Tampa. They came north knowing that, oh, Toronto and all the young talent there, they're the favorites. Tampa Bay, they've been dominant. They've been great at Yankee Stadium, have the Rays for the last couple of years. So this is a very proud group of Warriors that left Tampa with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. And I tell you what, they look at each other to see who's going to be the hero tonight. If I didn't get it done, you're going to get it done. You know, there are star players and character guys throughout that clubhouse. Look at a guy like Jose Trevino. Just a minor blip deal late in spring training because they needed a catcher, because the one they got from Minnesota, Ben Rortvedt, got hurt. So you bring in a guy like Trevino, and he's been a godsend. The way he handles the pitching staff, the defense, throwing behind runners, clutch hitting, power every once in a while. Tonight, it was Trevino and Marwin Gonzalez, of all people, that got the two runs home. And that was enough for the Yankee pitching. And how about the scouting staff, the people behind the scenes? Who the heck was Clay Holmes when the Yankees made a deal? I mean, really? Clay who? I mean, it sounded like a country western singer. You know, the Yankees acquired Clay Holmes. Does he play guitar? From the Pittsburgh Pirates. And here he's become the top relief pitcher in the American League and maybe all of Major League Baseball. They see talent in guys, even the guy like Albert Abreu, who they traded for Trevino. He didn't really do well in Texas, didn't do well in Kansas City. And they bring him back because the Yankees see talent in some of these guys. They know how to tweak. They're confident in the way they teach the game up and down the system. And people put that Yankee uniform on, and it brings the best out of them.
How would you describe the season Aaron Judge is having right now?
Oh, it's MVP, and the other way to describe it is cha-ching. You know, it's the cash register. He bet on himself, and I'm as guilty as anyone else that looked at his refusal at the $210 million, the offer that was made on that morning right before we got started, and said, are you kidding me? At age 30, on the age 30 season, you're going to say no to $210 million, and whatever he was going to make this year was going to end up being around $230-odd million. But I tell you what, all the credit in the world to Aaron Judge. He's become a wonderful center fielder. Let's not forget, he's not playing right field anymore.
Right.
He is a gazelle, and he's a beautiful athlete to watch.
He is.
Yeah. You know, covering center field, the long strides. The throwing arm. He's hitting for average. He's hitting in the 290s, leading the league in home runs, in the top three or four in runs batted in. He bet on himself, and he is winning. We're about halfway, maybe a few games short of being halfway through this season, and he is on a pace that is really going to take that $210 million offer and elevate that probably into the $300 million range.
So considering what he means to the team, but also considering the stage on which he plays daily and the city where the Yankees reside, if Brian Cashman comes to you and says, Ricky, what should I do? I need your counsel. Do you tell Brian to pay him whatever he asks, or do you finagle over a year or a couple of million here and there?
I think that's a good question. I think the years are what's important to the Yankees. But let's remember, they've gotten a lot of production, very good production, out of Aaron Judge at a very low price because he's come through the system. It's the complete opposite of what the Angels did when they paid Albert Pujols. The Angels paid Pujols basically for all the great Cardinal years. But let's say they give Aaron Judge $40 million for 7 years and maybe throw in an option for an eighth year at around $40 million. It's $40 million. But remember, he's given you what? You know, a good 5 years before that,
right,
of top-notch production. So when you average it out from the beginning of Judge's career, remember he set the rookie record for home runs that then Pete Alonso would come over and break. But from the get-go, he's been an impactful player for your organization. So if you give him more money, maybe fewer years, but at a higher clip, at more money, it's a whole career investment. So I'd say if I was advising a guy like Brian Cashman, give him 7-8 years at a very high number. Avoid the 10 years, because what that does is kind of like bog down your roster maybe in years 9 and 10. But I'd go 7-8 years at a very high number, even if it's around $40 million. Give it to him. He's the face of the franchise. There's number 99 jerseys all over the world, everywhere I go. You know, right now the new number 2 is number 99, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
It's a worthy investment. It's a career investment, a lifetime Yankee. the face of the franchise, and eventually probably the Yankee captain.
It's going to be a long, hot summer, but could have a ton of fireworks if you are a Yankees fan. So you can follow Ricky Ricardo on Twitter at @RR_RicardoFAN, and you hear him on the Spanish language broadcast of the Yankees and the Eagles, now and then filling in for the great John Sterling on Yankees radio. And it's so good to have a couple of minutes with you. Muchas gracias, mi amigo.
Gracias, Amy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.